School districts across New Hampshire are deciding on their annual budgets right now. Many are facing spending increases and tough decisions, due in part to a loss of funding from the state. In Berlin, there's debate over laying off teachers. In the Conval School District, summer programs and sports teams are on the chopping block. NHPR's Sarah Gibson attended a school board meeting in Hopkinton this weekend to hear how people there are weighing big budget proposals against concerns over rising property taxes.
It's before 9 a.m. on Saturday, and families are streaming into Hopkinton Middle High School, getting ready to vote on a $10 million bond for building renovations throughout the district. These schools haven't gotten upgrades for decades, and the bond would pay for everything from leaky roofs to new science labs. Becca Underwood is a senior here. She's volunteering to do childcare while parents vote. She says the school facilities are a constant headache.
When they redid the gym floor, then they had like a roof leak, and then they had to redo the gym floor a second time. Like, we don't have heat some days because they don't have the boiler working and things like that. So it's interesting to me that like we do have this good reputation as a school academically, but the facilities don't really show that.
The quality of the schools is a big reason people move to Hopkinton. But the science labs down the hall are so out of date, the school's at risk for losing accreditation from the New England Association of Schools and Colleges. Losing that would be a major blow to the school's reputation. But how to pay for those improvements, that's the tough question. The state used to chip in for school construction, but since the Great Recession, it's frozen that aid. Over the years, Hopkinton hasn't been able to approve budget increases for building improvements, and fights over the budget have gotten more and more heated.
Do we know how many people have registered today?
Jim O'Brien is a school board member. He's here to explain the budget to voters. He says Hopkinton doesn't have a lot of value to tax.
We are a beautiful community, but we don't have those higher value lakeside homes. We don't have higher value commercial or industrial space to help absorb and keep your property values as an overall town higher.
The property tax rate in Hopkinton is high, one of the highest in the state. The building bond being discussed today would bump it even higher. The school board originally estimated the upgrades would cost $30 million. Now they've pared it down to around 10.
Okay, discussion for Article 1 is now open.
By the time debate starts on Article 1, the building bond, there are over 600 people packed into the gym. Amanda Gilman walks up to the mic. She talks about the overcrowding in her kids' elementary school. The bond would finally fix this with a $3 million expansion.
We have nothing if we don't pass this bond today. We're short classrooms. We have leaking roofs. These are needs, people. This needs to pass.
The bond supporters are getting loud applause, but some people do not look happy.
I think what I'm about to say isn't going to be extremely well received, but nevertheless, I feel compelled I have to say it.
John Herrick owns a wood products company in town. He says he's paying $100,000 in property taxes, twice what he paid 10 years ago. He says this rate hits seniors on a fixed income even harder.
My question is, how long can we continue to operate with this disparity? I'm sorry to break the party up, but thank you.
After an hour of back and forth between parents who want the bond and those who say they can't afford another tax hike, the moderator calls a vote.
And the question is called.
People gather in six lines to cast their votes in wooden boxes.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much.
Okay.
There's a lot riding on this vote. The turnout is a bit higher than average, but it's less than 20% of registered voters. That makes Frank Davis a little sad.
There's too many people that just don't come. 80% of the population of the town. And then they complain afterwards.
Davis voted against the bond because he says he's on a fixed income and can't afford it. When I ask him why he hasn't moved, he says he's from here, Hopkinton High, class of 1960, and he has family nearby.
Basically, that's about the only reason I'm still here. But as taxes keep going up, I won't be able to afford to stay here much longer.
This tension between rising education costs and rising property tax bills is a constant here and throughout New Hampshire. And what it means for this bond? An hour later, the numbers are in.
Article 1 voting. Votes aye, 516. Votes nay, 143. That is a 78%. The motion carries.
The building bond passes overwhelmingly. A big boost for schools and $1.15 more on the property tax rate next year. Jim O'Brien, the school board member, looks relieved, but he says the problem of high property taxes isn't going away. Residents already shoulder around 80% of the school budget.
And so, of course, it's on everybody's mind. And I think until we figure that out, or until there's another means by which we're going to fund our schools, this is the conversation we're going to have, because it does impact everybody's wallets and bottom line.
The debate is over this year in Hopkinton, but it's still going strong in Concord. Lawmakers there are considering increasing state education aid, including sending millions of dollars to districts for building projects. O'Brien hopes that money will eventually make its way to Hopkinton, but he says they can't wait around. Construction is likely to start this summer. For NHPR News, I'm Sarah Gibson.